Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the sixth chapter of Masechet Sanhedrin. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. So we've been discussing the person who's been taken out to be stoned because he violated some capital crime whose punishment is stoning. So Hayirichok mi beis haskila ke'eser amos, when he's about 10 amos, 20-ish feet or so, from the place of stoning, Omrim lo, they said to him, Hizvade, you should confess, Shekein derech hamumasin mizvadin, because people who are going to be put to death confess. Shekol hamizvade yesh lo chelek olam haba, because anyone who confesses manages to retain a place in heaven. Even though he did a terrible crime for which he's executed, he still manages to get into the next world. Shekein metzinu ba'achan, because this we saw in the case of Achan in the book of Yehoshua. Sheamar lo Yehoshua, because Joshua said to him, Bini, my son, Simna kavod l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael, give honor to Hashem, the God of Israel, b'sein lo soda, and confess to him. The pasuk continues, V'yan achan es Yehoshua, v'yomer amna anochi chatasi l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael, b'kazos. And Achan answered Joshua, and he said, in truth, I have sinned before God, and I've done this before. And the pasuk continues, and how do we know that his confession atoned for him? Shenemar, because the pasuk continues to tell us, V'yomer Yehoshua me'achartanu yakarcha Hashem b'yom hazeh. Just as you have troubled us, God will trouble you this day. Hayom hazeh ata achur. You'll be troubled by God this day. V'yata achur l'olam haba. But you won't be troubled forever in the next world. V'yom eno yodea lehizvados. And if he doesn't know how to confess, omrim lo, they say to him, emor Tehe misasi kapara al kol avonosai. Repeat after me. May my death be atonement for all my sins. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, Im hayodeya shehu mezuman, if he knows that he was framed by false witnesses, Omer tehe misasi kapara al kol avonosai chutz me avonze. He should say, may my death be an atonement for all my sins, except for this one that I'm accused of, but I didn't do. Omer lo, but the sages respond to Rabbi Yehuda, Im kein yehu ko adam amrim kach. If that were the case, everyone would say that. Kedei lenakos es atzman, in order to clear their name before being executed. So even the guilty would claim innocence. Let's look in the Bart Nero. Hayrochok mi beis haskila, when he was a distance from the place of stoning. Dekarov le beis haskila, shemit hitarif daitov lo yachol hisvados. Because when he gets too close, he might be too panicked, and then he would not have the presence of mind to be able to do the confession. B'sein lo soda, and confess to God. This is talking of Achan. V'afogav dein adam naharig al pi atzmo. Even though a person is not executed based on his own confession, Harigas Achan haraz shah haisa. So the incident in the book of Yehoshua with Achan was an exceptional measure. It was an extraordinary case, and it was an extra legal execution there, not the normal operating procedure. V'kazos v'kazos asiti, so and so have I done. V'gemar mafarish shemol b'charamim b'yimei Moshe. So what Achan had done was he appropriated spoils from war that should have been sanctified, and he confessed that not only did he do this at the time of Yehoshua, he also did it at the time when Moshe was leading the Jews. So if he knows Shehu Mezuman, that he is framed, She'edav hein mezomimim, then he knows that the witnesses against him are lying. If he knows he's been framed, he should say, may this be an atonement for all my sins except for this one. But they say no, because if they did that, everyone would say such and such in order to clear their name. Then Koseth Atzman, Min habrios, v'yotzi laz al hadayanim v'al ha'edim. So they would be vindicated in the eyes of the people, and the judges and the witnesses would look like they were liars. He would slander them. Vein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. But the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, so one does not say. And if someone goes to say this, in fact, they stop him from doing so. Mishnah Gimel. Hayarochuk mi beis haskila arba amos, when they were four amos, somewhere between 6 and 8 feet from the place of stoning, mafshitin oso es begadav, they would remove his clothes. Ha'ish mechasin oso mefonav, he would wear a loincloth in front. V'ha'isha mefonehu me'achareha, and a woman would have a loincloth in front and behind. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim Omrim, and the Chachamim say, Ha'ish Niskal Arum, a man would be stone naked, Ve'ein Ha'isha Niskalas Aruma, but a woman would not be stone naked. And the reason for this is a question of, really, which is greater honor. Without the clothes, a person would die more quickly, but we're always very concerned for the modesty of a woman. So what would a woman prefer? Would she prefer the quick death, or would she prefer that her modesty be preserved? And there's the difference of opinion there. So let's look at the Barton Uro. Mafshitin es begadav, they would remove his clothes, tichsiv, because the Torah tells us, or gemu oso, stone him, velok suso, but it doesn't say stone his clothes. Machzin oso milfanav, he's covered in front, perik echad, one joint, klomer ma'at mimenu milfanav, just a little bit in front of him. Vein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, but the halacha, once again, does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. That is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Daled and Hey.